Well, canoe sprint paddler Lisa Carrington made history in Tokyo yesterday, winning her third straight Olympic gold medal in the K1 200 event. She also claimed gold in the women's K2 500 metre final alongside teammate Caitlin Riegel. And with more on the amazing day at the Sea Forest Waterway, here's our reporter in Tokyo, Maya Burry.
In Tokyo's blistering heat, Carrington yet again blitzed her competition. She won her semi-final in the K1 200 with an Olympic best time and bettered that mark again in the final. Just over an hour later, the 32-year-old was back on the water for the K2 500-metre final with Caitlin Riegel, where the pair also won with an Olympic best time. For Carrington, success twice in one day feels like hard work paying off.
It was a big ask, but I guess the training we do, just making sure that all the work we've done in the last, you know, wee while is for what, you know, today and this week is about.
While she already has two gold medals to her name from these games, Carrington is only halfway through her Olympic campaign. She's set to race in the K1 500 heats today and the K4 500 heats on Friday.
Yeah, look, I think it's about kind of enjoying what's, you know, the big feat of the first 2 days of our event, and then now it's stepping into, yeah, the next 4 days to go. So, I mean, it's a big week, but it's exciting as well.
The K1 200 metre event was first introduced at the Olympics in 2012, but Tokyo is the last time it'll be held. In Paris, it's going to be replaced by two extreme canoe slalom events. Carrington is gutted the event is being dropped from the Olympics.
You know, it's given me so much and it's helped me, you know, in all my other events as well. So, I mean, it is special to be the only one, but I'm also disappointed because I was hoping that there would be more people that would have the opportunity.
The Sea Forest Waterway in Tokyo Bay has become a bit of a medal hotspot for New Zealand these games. The rowers secured 5 medals on the water ahead of the kayaking competition. And that isn't lost on New Zealand's other gold medal paddler, Caitlin Riegel.
Yeah, it's very special for us. I mean, we have a relationship with the rowers, and to see, you know, the women's 8 win a silver medal really, really made us excited to come here and be able to do this water justice as well. So, I mean, we're all proud New Zealanders, so every New Zealander's success is our success, so it's pretty special.
Riegel says there was no doubt in her mind that Carrington would bring her full commitment to the pairs race, even having just won an individual medal less than 2 hours before.
I guess our whole paddling relationship is really based on the trust of one another, so we had a job to do, and I 100% trust that she's going to contribute to that as much as I hope she believes the same. So I think, yeah, it's a special moment, and going out and watching it on the TV and being able to sing the national anthem while she's got her medal was pretty special, and then to be able to do it beside her was just as special.
The K1 500 heats kick off just before 1:30 New Zealand time.